Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasulullah. صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأتم الحج والعمرة لله. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: من أراد إلى الحج فتعجل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected Ulama Ikram, my brothers in Islam, and those listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy deen, a natural deen, a perfect deen, a sanctioned deen explained to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this is the season before Hajj, and this is the season of Hajj. So today's discussion is about Hajj. I intend mentioning about Hajj and the various places the Haji goes to, and the meaning of those places and the significance of those places. First of all, the word Hajj itself, basically we translate it as pilgrimage, a journey to the Baytullah to perform Hajj and come back. Some scholars say that this word means to return from the journey, to return from the journey wherein we get cleaned, purging takes place, cleansing takes place, because the ahadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam point to the fact that when a person goes and performs a mabrur hajj, a maqbool hajj, that means an accepted hajj, a hajj without transgression and fighting and quarreling and iniquity and immodesty, and comes back, then Allah blesses him with a mabrur hajj. He returns sinless, like the day his mother gave birth to him. So the hajj means the journey of return, return from purification, after purging, after cleansing. Obviously, alhamdulillah, we go to Makkatul Mukarrama. Makkah is called Makkah because in the Quran Kareem it is referred to as Bakkah. And Bakkah means place of weeping and wailing and crying, place of repentance, place where the Muslim goes to cry before Allah. That is why the hardest of hard people who see the Kaaba for the first time just melt and begin to weep and cry just looking at the Kaaba for the first time. The mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend constantly on the Kaaba, 120 of them. And the person who looks at it inevitably cries and weeps and wails. So Makkah, the place of crying, seeking forgiveness, seeking repentance, pleading before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. Jeddah, as you know, Jeddah in Arabic means grandmother. Some scholars say that when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent out of Jannah, then he was sent into what we call these days Ceylon. And Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was sent to Jeddah. These days the guides even take you to one grave in Jeddah when they take you for a tour. one very long grave, and they say this is the grave of Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. How true is that? We don't know. They attribute it to her. Respected elders, Hajj is such a simple proceeding. 5 days, 3 farais. 5 days, 3 farais. One is to be in the state of Ihram. Secondly, to make wukuf in Arafat on the 9th of Zilhajj. Thirdly is tawaf al-ziyarah, your haji. And the haji goes to Arafat. Why Arafat is called Arafat, and why Arafat is so important? All the Anbiya alayhi salam, it is stated, every one of them made Hajj. It is stated every one of them went to Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat. It is stated every one of them went to the Kaaba to make tawaf. And it is also stated that every one of them walked. Every one of them walked. Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi writes this in his kitab, Virtues of Hajj, under the chapter 3 section of Hazards, Journey and its Hazards, that all Anbiya alayhi salam walked the Hajj. Arafat is called Arafat. Why? It is necessary for a potential Haji that he, in fact the ulama have written, it is compulsory, wajib for him to learn the monastic of Hajj, the laws of Hajj, the rules of Hajj. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, when he took Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and showed him the various places for Hajj, each time Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam told him that this place is this, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam should say, Araftu, I have understood, I have recognized it. And finally, when he came to Arafat, that is where Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I completely understand the proceedings of Hajj now. So one reason is that on the teachings of Jibreel alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he acknowledged and he said that I have understood. Another reason is, they say, some scholars say, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala and Hawa were separated, then they were brought together on the plains of Arafat. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam recognized his wife. When he recognized his wife at that place of recognition, it was called Arafat. The place of recognition, the plains of Arafat. Thirdly, it was stated that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left for Palestine on a journey, leaving behind his wife, Hazrat Hajara, expecting, she was pregnant, carrying Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam in her belly. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam went away to Palestine to see his other wife, Hazrat Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Sarah requested him to stay for a year. Meanwhile, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was born. When Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was born, then Hazrat Hajara radiallahu ta'ala anha took Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and took him to Arafat, on the plains of Arafat. Meanwhile, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he returned, journeying day and night, without stopping, he rested on the mountains of Arafat. When he rested there, now the scholars say Arafat is called Arafat for two reasons. One is, when twilight broke and the sun rose, then he recognized the mountains of Arafat and he realized he's near Mecca. When he realized he's near Mecca, he said, oh, I understand and I realize this place. That place is now called Arafat. The other reason is that he found Ismail alayhi salam with his wife there, and he recognized his child Ismail alayhi salam. So Arafat basically means to recognize, to realize, to understand. Now the other meanings of Arafat. That a person goes to Arafat, you and I, and it is the best place in the entire journey to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. to recognize who is Allah, the attributes of Allah, the qualities of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua. So Arafat is a place to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj is Arafat. Hajj is Arafat. Secondly, that on the day of Arafat, or in Arafat, one comes to realize oneself. To understand, every individual begins to understand himself. It is a place to understand and contemplate and to deliberate and to think, who am I? Why Allah created me? What am I doing? What is my purpose in life? It is a day to take cognizance of everything around us, to understand everything around us, to realize who is our creator and who we are. Thirdly, Arafat is called Arafat because on that day we recognize our sins. We understand the heaviness of our sins and we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each individual knows what sin he is committing. In Arafat he is standing there crying before Allah. He knows, the Creator knows. He understands how much water is he. He knows, people think he is pious, meanwhile he is a first class rotter. People think that he's a very good person, but he knows what he is doing. He understands. That's why he's in Arafat. Another meaning of Arafat, some scholars have said it means pure, fragrant, smelling nice. It is a place also when one person recognizes another person. When we meet in Arafat, then you realize you're not the only Muslim in the world. But there are hundreds and thousands of Muslims and each one different. The whole world comes to Arafat to recognize each other and to realize that we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. When we realize that Arafat means pure, fragrant, it is in contrary to what Mina means. Because Mina means from Yumna, that a place which is not generally give you of a good smell. It is a place not very clean, because sacrifice takes place there. That which you call Qurbani Dam-e Shukr. On the borders of Mina and Muzdalifah, the abattoirs are generally there. And in those days, there was no sophistication. So there should be blood flowing. There should be animals lying around. In fact, 80, 20 years ago, we saw this. But now there is high tech sophistication of slaughtering methods, etc. So Mina, called Mina because of the smell emanating from the carcasses and the sacrificial animals, and also because of the flies present there and the general uncleanliness. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came from Arafat, then he stopped in the middle of Muzdalifah. Today there is a masjid there. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam also stopped there, tarried there for a while. Masjid Mashur al-Haram. Mashur al-Haram, famous. It became famous that Ibrahim alayhi salam was there. Haram, because you are still in Ihram, things are prohibited. Many things are prohibited to do. So that masjid is called that. Muzdalifah, why Muzdalifah is called Muzdalifah? One reason is that is where it was called the place of Jam, the place of gathering, the place of combination. Why in that place we combine the Maghrib and the Isha? In Muzdalifah, what the Haji does, with one azan, one ikamat, he combines the Maghrib. He makes the Maghrib, Imam gives Salam, then he makes the Isha. Then he makes the Sunnat of the Maghrib and the Sunnat and the Witr of the Isha. No Nafil should be read there. Some ulama say, understand this point, some ulama say that Because the night of Muzdalifah is the night of Eid. If a Haji makes one intention, Ya Allah, on this night, I am not making Tahajjud Salat, because Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not make Tahajjud Salat in Muzdalifah, he will be rewarded for not doing an action. He will be rewarded for not doing an action, but making an intention of following the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just an intention to follow Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Alhamdulillah. Now we know why Arafat is called Arafat. Muzdalifah, because I told you combination of the Maghrib and the Isha. And Muzdalifah joins Mina and Arafat. Muzdalifah is that place that joins Mina and Arafat. The place of joining is called Muzdalifah. Then we come away for Ramiya Jamarat. And we go to Makkatul Mukarrama. And obviously we are looking at the Kaaba. And the Kaaba is called Kaaba. Why? Why the Kaaba is called Kaaba? If we look in the dictionary, Arabic dictionary, and we look at the letters Kaaf, Ain, Ba, this root, these three letters, will give us the meaning to protrude, to pop out, to project, to come out. Now, respected elders, that on our legs, on our ankles, those bones that pop out, these bones that pop out here, that is called Kaabain in Arabic. Why? Because if you notice the bones before that, they are smooth. Then these bones pop out. They are protruding. They are popping out. It's called Kaabain. The Kaaba is called Kaaba. Why? Because Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that the whole world was immersed, was covered with water, and the first piece of land and the first piece of soil to pop out was the Kaaba, where the Kaaba is. So that is why the Kaaba is called the Kaaba, because it pops out. Kawakib in Arabic refers to the stars. Why, when you are on a starry night and you're looking, then you'll feel that the stars are popping out. And while we are at the Kaaba has got various areas, various corners. Hajar al-Aswad, you know, has got the stone from Jannah, the stone which was white, according to the hadith, due to the sins of man, has now become black. It has got a lengthy history. The next corner is Rukniyah, Iraq. Why, it faces towards Iraq. The next corner is called Rukna Sham. It is facing towards Syria, Sham. And the next corner is called Rukna Yemen, facing towards Yemen. That is why those corners are marked like that. That is why they have been given those names. Istilam is made at Rukna Yemeni. But if you are in the condition of Iram, you should not touch it, because there is too much ether on it. Also, the Hajri Aswad is loaded and flooded with ether. Istilam of the Hajri Aswad is different, and Istilam of the Rukna Yaman is different. Then we have got the Multazam. The Multazam is that portion between the Hajri Aswad and the door of the Kaaba. Basically, why Multazam is called Multazam is simple. It is a place of attachment. In Arabic, this word gives us the meaning, a place of attachment. A place where a person must stick himself. A place where a person must glue himself. That is why you'll find Haji go there according to the method prescribed by Sharia. He will go there, put his chest there, extend his arms, and put his cheek on the wall of the Kaaba and cry before Allah, and du'as are accepted there. Then we have the Hatim. I'm running through this very quickly. Each one has got his history. In fact, in the station, on the radio station, Radio Islam, you can get this. We have got our tapes there. 1 hour on the history of Medina and virtues. 1 hour history of Makkah and virtues. 1 hour history of Kaaba and virtues. 1 hour history of Hajar al-Aswad and virtues. 1 hour on the Maqam Ibrahim and Hatim. Yeah, just touching it. Hatim, Many of you go for Umrah, many of you have gone for Hajj, but most of you don't know where the Hatim is. Most of you. Hatim is where the semicircle is. The semicircle has got two portions. One is the Hatim and one is the Hijra Ismail. When you see the Arabs, when they come to you, they ask you, Aina Hijra Ismail? Where is Hijra Ismail? We South Africans only know Hatim. Hatim means technically cut off portion, left off portion. When the construction of the Kaaba was taking place, that portion was left out. Now look carefully when you go next time. And they have marked it very subtly that under the Mizab Rahmat, the sprout, the water outlet, some people translate it very badly, gutter. It's wrong, this translation. Call it water outlet. Decent translation. Something attached to the Kaaba, you must translate properly. There, under that, you'll find there are two sets near the wall of yellowish tiles. And the rest has got white tiles. That yellowish tile, that is technically the Hatim. But the ulama say that entire area now we classify as Hatim. But technically speaking, that is the area. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have not made Hajj, it has been brought to our notice that there are hundreds of South Africans, irrespective of the price of Hajj now, which is escalating every day. But there are hundreds of South Africans, unfortunately, upon whom Hajj is obligatory, but do not make Hajj. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person upon whom Hajj is faraz that does not make Hajj, then I do not care whether this person dies a Christian or a Jew. Meaning I'm not bothered with him. I do not worry about him. So respected elders, may Allah Ta'ala first of all make it easy for the Hajjis, especially during these times where the charters are having difficulty. Now it has become the charter. When the charter is landing, it's a miracle. When the charter is leaving, it's a double miracle, looks like. So we should make a lot of dua. The summer of the Hajj has already started. The cleaning of the Hajj has already started. The purging of the Hajj has already started. And the patient which he's supposed to exercise, he has already have to do. And if you're going for Hajj, make sure you learn something about Hajj, the manasik of Hajj, the laws of Hajj, and the history of Hajj. And especially when you're going to Medina, read something about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life of Sahaba, and then you'll be able to appreciate those places to its best. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.